The Homeland Security Department is out of sync with the General Services Administration and their plan to consolidate DHS headquarters. Poor planning is causing cost overruns and delays, and the construction project still has another 12 years to go. David Maurer is Director of Homeland Security and Justice Issues at the Government Accountability Office. He testified to the House Homeland Security Subcommittee on Oversight and Management Efficiency about the progress on the $4.5 billion project. Dave, it's great to have you back on the program as always. You have been looking at this issue on an ongoing basis pretty much since they started and have followed the trajectory of this program. What did you have to tell the members of this subcommittee on Friday that they maybe hadn't heard before, Dave? Thanks for being on today.
Sure. Happy to be here, Francis. Well, to kind of set the stage, I think, as everyone recognizes, this is a very complicated, expensive project. It would involve moving thousands of federal employees from dozens of locations across the National Capital Region to a single location at St. Elizabeth's in the District of Columbia. Under current estimates, it would cost at least $3 billion more dollars and take 12 more years. And what we told Congress on Friday was that, you know, before you write any more checks to fund this project, you may want to make that contingent on DHS and GSA updating their plans and doing a better job of coming up with estimates of cost and estimates of how long it's going to take.
One of the things that you told Congress was to examine this work as you have over the past months and years. You told them, we compared DHS and GSA capital planning efforts against applicable leading practices in capital decision making and interviewed DHS GSA officials responsible for planning and management. Is that an apples to apples comparison? Is the way that a capital planning effort might be done, the decision-making process might be done in another area comparable to what's happening with DHS?
Yeah, we do think that our leading practices for capital planning apply in this case. And some of it just kind of common sense things like, you know, take a look at what are the ultimate needs of the project and do an analysis of what do you have and what do you need and whether there are any gaps, evaluate alternatives, review and approve, and consistently update your plans. And, you know, DHS and more specifically GSA haven't been updating their plans. The foundational documents for what they'd like to do over at St. Elizabeth's were all developed from 2006 through 2009. And in a lot of respects, those plans are frozen in time and need to be updated.
Did you get a sense of why that hasn't happened?
Well, I think part of it is, you know, once you get a project launched, in government, it's not just true of this project, it's true in many others, that, all right, the project's been approved, we have, in this case, a master plan that was approved in 2009, let's implement that plan. And so there's a tendency to kind of put your head down and kind of move forward and try to move around obstacles and execute that plan. That's admirable, and that's what people do across government here and across the U.S. every single day. In this case, though, really, a lot has changed since 2009. There are different workplace standards. Congress has been less than enthusiastic about fully funding the requests that the administration has put in for this project. And there's a lot of other aspects of the project that are worth another look.
You told Congress, essentially, I mean, you didn't say it this way, but I read it between the lines, that part of the problem, according to the folks you talked to, was them. Your written testimony says, from fiscal 2009 through the time of the fiscal year 2014 appropriation, the gap between requested and received funding was over $1.6 billion, and we talked about that at the beginning of our conversation. And then you told him, according to DHS and GSA officials, this gap created cost escalations of over $1 billion and scheduled delays of over 10 years. And so it appears that the message that DHS and GSA want to convey is, you've cut us by 1.6 and it's going to wind up costing us almost that much again to get to where we want to be. When you did your analysis, did the facts bear that out, or did they at least bear out that the delay in funding is causing this to the cost of this to go so high?
I think there's no doubt that this project, like any other federal project, ends up taking longer if Congress doesn't appropriate the funds that are requested. But that doesn't make St. Elizabeth's unique. There are a number of other projects in government that face the same issue. And that's why we think it's important for them to update their plans. You know, we're in a different fiscal environment now than we were when this idea was first launched, you know, almost a decade ago. And so we think it's important for DHS to take another look at, okay, who really needs to be over at St. Elizabeth's in a consolidated headquarters, take a look at their plans for that, and then take a look at the way they've developed cost and schedule estimates to reflect a fiscal environment where Congress may or may not be willing to write very large checks for capital construction projects like St. Elizabeth's.
What another thing that I didn't see explicitly in your written testimony, but is kind of implied by the comments that you gave to the committee, is that there was no contingency planning for things like expiring leases, or there didn't seem like there was a backup in case everything didn't go exactly according to plan. Well, what would we do with all these people that are at all these other locations and not able to move to St. E's as we had planned?
Yeah, that's definitely an area of concern, and that's something that we hope that DHS and GSA work together on as they're updating their plans for St. Elizabeth's, which is what are we going to do with the thousands of DHS employees who work in the National Capital Region who currently sit in privately leased space? They're going to have to work somewhere, and that needs to be part of the overall effort to address the problem going forward.
Another issue that you talked to the committee about was acquisition guidance. You write, for reviewing and approving the headquarters consolidation project. Is this an issue where the guidance that they have doesn't really work, or is it more a consistency issue, Dave?
It was a couple of different issues. One was the consistency issue. DHS has had on the books for a number of years now acquisition policy guidelines that the GAO has actually been pretty positive about. The problem is it wasn't being applied to the St. Elizabeth's project, or the St. Elizabeth's project wasn't even considered a major acquisition by DHS. That means, among other things, it wasn't getting the level of attention that we thought it needed, and that it lacks a lot of the requirements that you would expect to see in a major acquisition program, such as a mission need statement, baselines, life cycle cost estimates, those kinds of things.
How much of this, is it your sense, Dave, is a communications and documentation issue, excuse me, within one agency or the other, and how much of it is maybe the communications and documentation passing from one agency to the other?
I think it's very much a shared responsibility between GSA and DHS. I mean, certainly there are things that both organizations can do to up their game. You know, DHS, we already talked about, not complying with their own acquisition guidelines. GSA, we found a number of cases where they weren't complying with their own requirements for cost and schedule. So those are areas they can certainly improve upon. And going forward on the project, DHS is the tenant and GSA is the builder. They have to work very closely with one another as they go forward on developing new plans and executing whatever they agree to do.
What have you seen in the transition from the Coast Guard, in the transition of the Coast Guard from their previous location to St. E's? And are there things going on with that transition that could foretell either good news or challenges as other components try to move to St. E's?
I think on the good news front, the move of Coast Guard headquarters from its previous location at Buzzards Point onto St. Elizabeth went relatively smoothly. It does highlight a number of challenges that DHS and GS are going to face. I mean, one of them right off the bat is just transportation. There's not an interchange off of 295. It's a difficult location to get to. It's about a mile or so from the nearest metro. There aren't currently a lot of places for people to eat who work over there. So there's just issues like that have to be worked through as the rest of the project is done.
Did you have an opinion or has GAO issued work on some of the things that Chairman Duncan was talking about at this hearing, proposing that maybe St. E's isn't the right spot anymore? Have you looked at it from that perspective, or is that an area that you have not yet done work?
Yeah, we haven't independently looked at, you know, are there other alternatives in addition to or instead of St. Elizabeth's? That's really kind of a policy issue. I mean, that's something, frankly, that DHS and GSA could consider as they are taking a look at their plans for what to do with headquarters consolidation of DHS. but we don't have a view on, you know, whether there should or shouldn't be headquarters consolidation at St. E's.
Last question, Dave. Chris Comiskey of DHS and Norm Dong of GSA testified at this hearing with you and addressed the concerns that members of Congress had about some of the issues and facts that you presented. Is it your sense that DHS and GSA agree with the findings that you have made on this over the years and are addressing those? Or is it your sense that they may just be going in a different direction?
I think there's definitely a good news story there. You know, we issued a report on St. E's about 7 years ago, and at that time, GSA disagreed with our recommendations, and DHS only partially agreed. The report that we issued on Friday, GSA and DHS agreed with all of our recommendations and say they're going to take actions to implement them. So I take them at their word. We actually had very close communication with them as we were doing this review, and I know that they have efforts underway to update their plans and to bring their cost and schedule estimates into compliance with best practices. So we look forward to seeing the results of those plans, and I'll be ready to report on those once they give them to us.